Now to the story of an American Muslim who's been held in an Ethiopian prison for more than 3 months. Amir Michel was born and raised in New Jersey. His parents are both American citizens. Mohammed and Fifi Michel immigrated to the U.S. from Egypt in the 1970s. Together, they've raised 5 kids. Mohammed, a computer engineer, recently told me about his oldest son, Amir.
After high school, he went to a local community college for a while, but he was not too interested in the subject. So he decided to work and was only able to find the work as odd jobs like, supermarket cashier, or a taxi cab driver. Both myself and my wife, we didn't like the idea of for him doing odd jobs, so we wanted him to have a different perspective on life. So we decided to send him to Egypt back in 2005. The main objective of sending him to Egypt was to learn the language and to learn the culture and see how hard it is in other countries to make a living. So when he come back to the U.S., he will have a better perspective on life and take advantage of the many opportunities that this great country of ours offers.
But somewhere down the line, his son Amir Michel ended up in Ethiopia and in jail, incommunicado. Now the Michel family is getting help from attorney Jonathan Hafitz of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School. Here again is Amir's father, Mohammed Michel, along with Jonathan Hafitz. Mohammed says he first learned of his son's whereabouts from the FBI.
2 agents came to our doors and they told us, "I have news for you. He's not in Dubai, but he's in Somalia." Next day, we got a call from the State Department, from the Consular Affairs in Kenya, saying that he was in Kenya. They couldn't charge him with anything. He was sent back to Somalia. So we lost contact with him until we were notified by a newspaper article that he was in Ethiopia.
Jonathan, this is a very complicated story. Yeah. Tell us what happened.
As Mr. Michel related, Amir was rendered illegally from Kenya to Somalia in around February 10th. He was then in Somalia for about a week or so, we believe, when he was taken to Ethiopia. He's being detained in a secret jail. We don't know where he's being held. He has no access to a lawyer. He's being detained without charge. And he's being held in essentially what is a legal black hole in a country that is a known human rights violator. And we are gravely concerned about his safety.
Jonathan, his status is that he's a U.S. citizen. He's being held so far without charges. Apparently, according to McClatchy newspapers, Amir told his interrogators that he'd been in a training camp near Mogadishu, Somalia, where he believed there were al-Qaeda members, but he said he wasn't undergoing training. That nonetheless raises questions about why he was where he was. What do you know?
Well, the real question here is what the conduct of the government officials. The United States, the FBI, has questioned and interrogated Amir Michel. And according to 2 reports that we have, the FBI agents threatened Amir Michel with torture. They told him he would be taken to a secret prison and that he was in a lawless country. And what he's been denied and what we believe the U.S. government is playing a key role in is what I would describe as an outsourced detention. And we're asking the committees in the Senate and the House to conduct a full investigation into what's happened here. There needs to be accountability.
Jonathan and Mr. Michel, there was apparently another man, an American Muslim, arrested when Amir was arrested. This country is definitely constantly evaluating and constantly having in the news and in debates on Capitol Hill and in the White House how we deal with people who are suspected of terrorism. Do you have any concerns, Mr. Michel, that your son was involved in terrorist activities?
No way. I think the only reason he would be there for humanitarian reason. It's all pure speculation. It has no basis of truth whatsoever.
Let me just add here. The gentleman you referenced, Daniel Maldonado, an American citizen who was seized around the same time as Amir Michel, was returned by the United States from Kenya to Texas. He was subsequently charged with the crime and pled guilty, but he was given due process and basic American protections. Yet, inexplicably, Amir Mishal, who the FBI agent, the FBI and the government has publicly said they have no intent to charge, has been denied due process and has been left to languish for more than 3 months in Ethiopia.
Jonathan, at this point, what's the next step?
Well, as I said, we are demanding and seeking hearings in Congress, that there's a inquiry into what's happened and that the United States take all necessary measures to return Amir Mishal safely to the United States. You know, it's very troubling what's happened, and I have reason to suspect that if Amir Mishal's name was Jim Smith, this would not be happening. But the fact that the United States has acted like this, that they've blown off the requests of United States Representative Rush Holt for information, that they've blown off Amir Mohammed Mishal, his father's request for information, raises very troubling questions about what the United States does and what kind of policies it has. This is not something that this country stands for, and Congress and the American public should not allow it.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen, for telling us your story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Haifetz, a lawyer at the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University Law School, and Mohammed Mishal. His son, Amir Mishal, has been held in an Ethiopian jail for more than 3 months. The FBI has publicly stated that no charges are pending against Amir Mishal in the United States. They've also said the U.S. has no intention of charging him with any wrongdoing. So why is he still in jail? We contacted the State Department for some answers. Here's what they said. Quote, the Department of State, working through the U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa, is actively engaged in Mr. Mishal's case. The U.S. ambassador in Ethiopia has personally raised the matter with officials at the highest level of the Ethiopian government, both to secure continued consular access and to seek a resolution. Consistent with our responsibilities to American citizens who are detained overseas, American consular officers met with Mr. Mishal, as is permitted under the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, to ascertain his welfare and provide appropriate consular assistance. Officers from our embassy in Addis Ababa have visited him 3 times to date. We have consistently relayed messages to his family on his behalf, and consular officers have been in touch with his family throughout, sharing what information we have. End quote. That statement from the U.S. Department of State.